Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe and it has been a long time between drinks. I guess I kind of had that natural podcast break that people tend to have at the end of the year, and you know, it's Christmas time and you know, everyone is spending time with family and you know, doing all of that sort of stuff. And I always thought that I would pretty much pick it up as soon as the new year started, but then I sort of had an injury and I guess I was kind of like probably just waiting for better news. I think for me, so much of the year tends to be kind of marked out by running events, whether it's sort of training for things or specific events or whatever it is. So it's kind of like, are we even in 2018? I don't know. So I guess I kind of just got stuck in that zone of waiting for things to get better so, you know, I could get back to normal life and that things could sort of continue the way they always have before. And just because it's a long-term injury, that's just not happening. And I think at a certain point you've just got to accept that rehab is my life for now, and that I just have to respect that that's the process that I'm in, and it's a long process and it's going to take time, and I can't continue to put things on hold just because that aspect of my life is not the way that I would like it to be. And for anyone who doesn't know, hasn't seen my endless whinging on Instagram, it started off as what I thought of as a pretty mild injury. Calves just felt tight, I had some heel pain, and it seemed non-responsive to the normal sorts of things that would work for plantar fasciitis. So after a few weeks, I went and saw the physio, and he said that you've got some entrapped nerves down the bottom of your heel, do some nerve gliding, you know, like sort of reduce your running load and it should improve. But it didn't improve. And then I stopped running to help it improve quickly. And even after that, even after sort of 2-3 weeks off running, it was not dramatically improving. So at that point, I thought there's something else going on that we're not finding. And given that I have a scoliosis, I thought that I would go and see the osteopath to check in to see if there was anything structural going on that was stopping me from recovering. And turns out when you have a scoliosis and you don't go and see anyone about it for 15 or 20 years, that there can be quite a lot of structural stuff going on. So basically all of the bones on the right side were in the wrong spot. So pelvis was twisted, everything was pulling up, ankle couldn't move, which is part of what was causing all of the pain. And so I've had a lot of adjustments since then to sort of get everything back to where it should be. But even with that, the progress with it was still slow. So in continuing to see my osteopath, she also recommended that I go and see an exercise physiologist as well, which I did. And he confirms that, yep, all of that stuff was going on, but essentially the way that my body imbalances are because of the scoliosis and how I've compensated over the years, so I was having a biomechanical problem, because after 6 weeks of not running, if it was purely to do with what we originally thought it was to do with, it would have cleared up just by the lack of impact and body repairing itself, but it just wasn't, and it is a biomechanical issue which is fixable, but just again just takes a lot more time. So now what I'm working on is strengthening up my right hip, which is really, really weak, and starting to fix some of those biomechanical issues in my feet. And I'm doing lots and lots of stretching, I'm still getting adjusted, and probably over the next month or two with the physiologist we'll start essentially, I mean really have to start from the beginning, like not even running, like even my walking gait is pretty atrocious and that needs work. So even before I can get to the running stage, I'm going to have to work on walking, and then we'll be able to go into some running drills and I'll get to start from the beginning essentially. So it's a really long, long-term thing. And for somebody who, I think I went back and I looked in my Strava, which I have just as a record of all of my training pretty much since probably 2012 or something like that. And the longest I've gone without running in that period of time is 2 weeks, which was in, I think, 2013. And I remember that because it was one of those things where I just got busy and I was working and I didn't go for a run. But for injuries, the longest I've gone without running is like about 7 days. So I've been pretty lucky over 6 years, and particularly given what I know now about like the state of my body, it's pretty impressive. But it's a huge thing to adjust to when that's been a real kind of like bedrock of my life for the last 6 years. And I always knew sort of from when I had was diagnosed with depression in, I think it was 2013. I always knew that once I had recovered from that and I'd come off my medication, that if there was ever a long period where I couldn't run, you know, like going back on the medication would always be something that would be potentially on the table. And we're not there yet. I've had a few. I have ups and downs with it, you know, like, so this week has been a good week. The week before was not great, but we're still sort of not at that point where I think that that would be necessary. But I know if it is necessary that it's there and it's available and it might be necessary. So today I thought I'd talk a little bit about what I'm doing, and if you are facing a longer period of rehab or even just working through a rehab process yourself, that might come in handy for anyone who's struggling with the same thing. So probably the first thing that has been the most important is I stick to the routine. And so a big part of that was finding things that I could do that would fit in with my schedule that weren't running. And so the main things at the moment that I have to avoid are jumping and running, and also no kind of like, I'm not allowed to go for like a walk for, you know, like half an hour to an hour or whatever. That's still going to aggravate the same thing. So I can walk around, obviously, but I'm not allowed to sort of like walk long distances on purpose for exercise. So I was restricted in what I could come up with, what I could do. So I started with swimming. Not a great swimmer. I'm not a strong swimmer, but I can stay afloat. And I've gotten a lot better at it. Actually, today after the physiology appointment, it says I have to swim with like a pool boy thing between my thighs to keep my trunk from doing things that it shouldn't do. So that'll be interesting. I'll see how that goes. But that is something that, even though it was hard in the beginning because I'm not very good at it, I have gotten better at it. And a lot of that is getting used to the breathing. I think probably with swimming, the breathing, you know, takes the most time. But like anything, if you work at it, you will get better at it. So I started to having swimming. And I also set up, my husband wasn't using his bike, so I got a stationary bike stand and some Garmin sensors, and you know, set it up as a stationary thing, because the main reason I went for stationary rather than just going out for a ride is that it's been so long, like many years since I've been out on the bike, that I wouldn't be confident doing it on the road. And around where we are, there wouldn't be like enough sort of like safe paths to go on or anything like that, so I just wouldn't feel safe. So I decided to do it just as a stationary bike, and I've sort of set it up so it follows the same schedule that my running would follow, which just helps to sort of like keep that routine really intact. So before I got injured, my schedule was Monday, Wednesdays and Fridays I would go to CrossFit and then I would run afterwards. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, when I don't go to CrossFit, I'd have like my quality session runs, and on one of the weekend days would be a rest day, and one of the weekend end days would be a long run day. So now what I do is, like, on Monday I go to CrossFit and then I have a swim afterwards. On Tuesday I do bike intervals, so they're actually quite sort of challenging, so that's one of my quality sessions. Wednesday I go to CrossFit and have an easy bike. Thursday I do deep water running intervals, which are also really challenging. They don't actually feel that hard at the time, but afterwards I'm totally wrecked, so they're obviously doing something. And on Friday I go to CrossFit and I go for a swim. And then on Saturday or Sunday, depending on how I'm traveling and if I need a little bit of a rest, I have my long ride day, which is sort of in between an hour and 40 to 2 hours on the bike. And it's at like a certain amount of RPM, so it maintains it as like a relatively like sort of tempo-y sort of a session. And that way I've effectively maintained the exact same routine that I have with running, but with other things, so that when it comes time to come back to running, I'm not having to rebuild routines at all. They're still 100% solid and in place, which is not to say that the routine is coming easy to me, because with it being new activities, I'm highly resistant to most of it. Probably because I've been doing CrossFit for so long, I always want to go to that, because my friends are there and, you know, it's fun and I'm used to it and all of that sort of stuff. Whereas the other stuff, which is new, I kind of get to experience all of that old resistance that I used to have to running, where I'm like, I don't want to do it, I'll put it off, you know, I'll try to talk myself out of it, all of that sort of stuff. And it's kind of interesting seeing that come up again, not something that I've experienced in a long time. So for that, I just use our community to stay accountable. So I'm like, okay, this is my schedule. This is what I'm doing. I'm not going to skip things. You know, I can just like, get it done. And whereas if left to my own devices, it would be really easy to just give up on it. And because it can feel unimportant and it can feel like, well, it's not sort of like benefiting running in any real way, you know. Like, I suppose there's some sort of level of like maintaining cardio fitness, but it's not going to translate into true run fitness. It's, you know, it's not like I'm not going to have to, you know, start at the beginning with running again. It's much more about like mental health, routines, staying active, staying moving. And those things are kind of like hard for your brain to recognize as good reward things, because they're all sort of like long-term things and they're all kind of abstract, and it's really easy to kind of like get into that bad headspace where it all feels kind of meaningless. But the thing is, I've spent 6 years building that routine, and that's a lot of work on my part. And so I'm really doing my best to continue to just keep that routine, because I know that my mental health is going to be much better for it. If I keep that routine, there's a possibility that I won't have to go back on medication, which I would really prefer not to. It was fine. I didn't have a whole lot of side effects. I mean, going on it and coming off it are awful, but, you know, other than that, it wasn't. I guess it's a different. I think you probably notice it more coming off than sort of going on. But coming off, it was like you go from like standard definition to everything. All of a sudden, everything is in high definition. Everything is sharp edges. Everything is harder. And you just, when you're on it, everything's, on one hand, everything's kind of softer and less, you know, you just sort of absorb less, but you're also less creative and I think probably in some way less connected. So if I could avoid going on it, I would, and the routine is a really important part of that. And the routine also then feeds into the rehab exercises, because if I'm on a good routine with my other stuff, then it's a lot easier to talk myself into doing the rehab exercises every day, which take me about an hour. Pretty boring, but it's all part of the process. And I have to remind myself that if I'm a person who cares about getting back to running, then I can't be a person that's ambivalent about the exercises. I have to be proactive. I have to be on it. I have to be focused. I have to be engaged in the process. Can't be kind of like going through the motions as long as I vaguely do the movement. I have to do the movement well. So those are the things that I have focused on with my rehab, along with as much as possible looking at it as an opportunity, and which doesn't always feel like an opportunity, but it is an opportunity because, you know, how often am I like, oh, I would love to work on this thing with my nutrition, but it's so hard to like manage the training time and the nutrition time. And, you know, training is much more fun, so I'm much more likely to pay attention to that than to the nutrition. Or, you know, I would like to fix up this imbalance, but, you know, like it all just sort of takes time away and I'm doing okay anyway. All of those sorts of excuses that you have as to why you don't work on weak areas that really have a huge opportunity for improvement in, is the opportunity that I have now to, like, right, I can dedicate a lot of time to my nutrition and getting that right and getting those habits in place, and, you know, and making sure that I am in sort of like, I have like an optimal kind of like muscle fat ratio, and that I'm getting all of the micronutrients I need, and that I'm, you know, as much as possible managing my inflammation through my diet, and, you know, and that I am really, because particularly with my body recovering, it needs as much nutrients as humanly possible to repair itself. So having that focus not only helps my recovery, but then it's also going to set me up for positive habits when I come back to running. And then the other side of it is all of those sort of like foundation biomechanical things that you can easily, you know, there's just like those little niggles that you have that you think that are just part of being a runner, like, yeah, you know, like my foot kind of hurts, or my knee kind of feels funny, or, you know, and pain isn't normal. Like, discomfort is normal, and I think that because most of us are afraid of someone telling us we can't run, we put up with probably more pain than what we should. But by actually having the time to go, okay, I am going to really work out my mechanics here, then that is going to set me up for a much more enjoyable time with my running. And I think towards the end of when I stopped running, I think that was the biggest frustration for me, is that it wasn't even enjoyable anymore because there was just too much pain associated with it. So when I get sort of complacent about, or thinking about being complacent about rehab, I just, that I focus on that, and I was like, I'm going to get to the point where I don't feel like my calves have seized up into this horrific mass of tangled muscles every time I go for a run, and my foot isn't going to hurt, and, you know, it's, and everything is going to feel so much easier if I just commit to the process and put in the work now. And that's not to say that that kind of mindset is me every day, because there's always going to have ups and downs with it. There's always going to be lows with it, and there's going to be days where you feel really focused and, you know, you feel, you know, 100% committed to being where you are at in that process, in that moment. And then there are other days where just the sheer weight of disappointment is just overwhelming. And so sometimes I think it's good, like, every now and then you just have to wallow, you know, you can't not feel it. It is what it is. But, you know, only wallow for a day or two and then just get up, because, you know, it's only setting you back by continuing to stay there. Yeah, you need to feel it. Yes, it sucks. But the only way it's getting better is if you keep moving forward. So this is me starting, even though I'm not starting with running. And now that I've gotten that, all of that gross, awful injury stuff off my chest, we can start talking about other things, like the fact that for this week you can do the pre-order on Operation Move singlets and t-shirts that's in the shop, which I will link to, or you can take up the offer of if you join Run Club for the year, then you get a free singlet. So both of those options will be in the shop just for this week. So if you want to jump on that, do that. We've just had Learn to Run starting, but there will be another one starting in March, which will be in autumn, which is the best time of year, I reckon, to run. I will be hoping to be at, like, maybe I'll be like at walking / running drill stage then. And so if that's something that you're interested in, the easiest way to get notified about that is on the Learn to Run page. There is a mailing list that you can join, and then you'll be notified when the new registration starts. And if you would like me to talk about anything specific, just either email me or pop into the community group and let me know there. In not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm heading down to Wangaratta to cheer on a few people who are running. So hopefully I'll be able to talk to some people down there for the podcast, probably ideally before they run either a half marathon or a marathon. Otherwise, our conversations will probably be mostly about what we could be eating, which is probably a bit less exciting for you. But in the meantime, go for a run for me, and I will speak to you next week.